This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. Just go to AdamandEve.com and type in glory, that's G-L-O-R-Y, at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item, a free sex swing, and free shipping.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode, we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 403 of Cognitive Dissonance. It's nice to be back at the glory hole.
It is nice.
We took a little time off. Yeah. So both of us took a little vacation, a little travel. We banked a show or two here, and now we're back in the glory hole.
Yeah, we got some big guests coming up. We're going to try to record with them this Sunday, so maybe next week we'll have a guest on the show, which will be fun. So we got some good stuff coming up.
Indeed. So one of the things we've got coming up is amazing. It's from the Daily Beast, and this is a story about Alex Jones. And here I want to preface this story with saying this story is just a series of allegations.
Right.
Nothing has been proven.
Absolutely.
But they are hilarious allegations, and we are covering them not because of anything other than it is hilarious.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is Alex Jones. And I'm going to be perfectly honest. I sort of hope these things, this is a terrible thing to say. I sort of hope these things are true so that Alex Jones gets burned by them, right? Like, I don't want them to be true in the sense that I don't want somebody to be like bullied or harassed.
Yeah.
So please don't misunderstand that. I want them to be true in the sort of generalized, abstract way that I want Alex Jones to suffer poor outcomes, right?
Yeah, sure.
Although I don't know that I don't know, man, because then what would happen? What would happen if there's no more InfoWars?
Oh,
what if they shut down his garage?
Somebody's gonna take over the mantle of his garage.
Someone will show up.
The next person buys it and they blow the dust off of InfoWars.
Somebody else has one of his clickers. Like, it just opens the door. Oh, my green screen is moving.
Great.
The roller goes
so
up.
So funny. It's like fucking National Treasure.
Somebody finds InfoWars.
Somebody slides down the pole into the center of InfoWars, into the Illuminati.
I had to read the Nazis. Teleprompter with these seer stones. I read the teleprompter with my face in this hat. That's what I do. All right. So we're going to read this piece from the Daily Mail. And so the nice thing is I'll only have to read the headline and then the 43 sub headlines underneath it.
Exactly.
Exclusive. Not actually exclusive because you read this now at the Daily Beast as well
everywhere.
As Daily Mail.
Yeah,
as long as it's daily.
They did all link back to this though. Yeah. So the Daily Mail, they broke this story.
The hard hitting journalists over at the Daily Mail broke this story. Fired InfoWars staffers at war with Alex Jones. One claiming he was teased as the site's, quote, resident Jew. You need one. Resident Why is Jew. That? I don't get
it. He's our token Jew.
He's right. It's a resident Jew. At least he gets to pay the resident rates and not the non-resident. Because that's like 40%.
He just has to wear the star on his clothes.
There were a lot of residents at Dachau. It was a residential program.
Yeah, it was like a ghettoization program.
Hey, guess where you're a resident of now?
Oh, no.
That's all right. Yeah, this guy over here with the SS, he's
free
your RA.
Showers.
Fuck. Resident Jew. While African-American worker says she was, quote, mocked for her skin tone.
Well, why else would she be mocked? I mean, come on.
It said African-American.
She's going to be mocked for something. What could it be? What could it possibly be?
And Jones grabbed her behind.
Oh, nice.
So two former InfoWars staffers have filed complaints to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against the site's founder, Alex Jones. Rob Jacobson, who's Jewish, alleges Jones bullied, ridiculed, and humiliated him.
Rob Jacobson, a Jew.
Well, maybe if he would have let everybody know that he was a Jew.
Jesus.
Ira Iverson. Jones joked with staff who called Jacobson the Jewish individual. Wait, why is that?
The Jewish individual? Isn't Ben Affleck in that?
Hold on a minute. He already controls the media. Yeah. So you wonder, so like, fine. After yeah. he's fired,
yeah.
what do they do?
Yeah, I mean, didn't this guy hire Alex Jones?
You think you just he's call all of his evil Jew cabal? Yeah,
exactly.
And
you
get
just
him
call
fired.
Weinstein on the phone. Did Alex Jones have to sleep with Weinstein?
He didn't have to.
He
it was
wanted
strange
to.
How much he volunteered
they
for that.
They both had their shirts off in this weird way.
He showed up with a casting couch and a U-Haul outside. Like,
I think that when you say the Jewish individual, it's like specifically mispronouncing somebody. You know what I mean? Like, you're just being a dick for no reason.
Probably. Yeah. Like, I guess why refer to their Judaism?
Exactly.
Unless
yeah.
you were like, hey, it's fucking Hanukkah.
Oh, yeah. You're the
Let's
Jewish
ask the Jewish individual what he thinks. About yeah. shutting down.
Okay, like, that's fair. In context, maybe right. it'll work, Tom.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Or like...
But if that's how...
Hey,
if that was his nameplate at the desk, then that's a bad thing, it turns out.
Like, I can see, like, if it was like, hey, we all went out to lunch and somebody didn't put in their fair share, it was probably the Jewish individual. That would be a way where that would not be okay.
And Eli's like, I just ordered the potato lochi. I wasn't going to pay as much
We're
as you guys.
We're going splitsies. We're going splitsies.
They also refer to him as the resident Jew. And they shouted, this is my favorite time. They shouted, his name's Jacobson. They shouted Jacobson across the office.
Maybe they just had like a speech impediment.
Maybe. No, that's
know.
Fine. No,
I mean,
yeah.
Way,
let's give everybody on his staff the benefit of the doubt.
Jacobson also claimed that Jones called him beefcake, homophobic slur.
Called him beefcake?
I feel like if somebody called me beefcake, I would just say thank you.
I'd just own it.
Right? I'd be like, hey, beefcake. I'd be like, what's up?
Taking my shirt off, wearing this bow tie.
That's I was going to say. That's when the next day you show up to work, you got like a leopard thong and a bow tie. You're just like,
exactly.
And beefcake.
I got a boa on
with
leopard print tight pants.
Breakaway
God,
pants.
Let me tell you something. There is nothing more vomit inducing than thinking of me in leopard tight pants. Again, everybody just lost their lunch. Oh my God. Nothing more vomit inducing.
We're still reading subheadings.
It's just a little less than me taking my shirt off.
Don't talk like that. You're leaving your shirt on.
Yeah, I know. I leave it on all
Always.
The time. I
yeah.
shower with it. Yeah, are you kidding me?
It's a requirement for us to record the show that you wear two shirts at all times.
Yeah, just in case.
The minimum.
Yeah, in case
one of them blows off or something.
Yeah, God, it's disgusting.
A second ex-employee claims she suffered, quote, harassment and discrimination at the hands of Jones and other senior managers at InfoWars based on her race. Former production assistant Ashley Beckford says she was subjected to sexual harassment and racial slurs by her colleagues and upper management.
Jesus, they didn't stop at the lower management.
That's where it gets like middle management. You're like, all right, fine. You can grab a titty. You're middle man. Your life is... You have a shit life. You're in middle management. Just here, I'll put it in your hand. It's fine. It's not even weird. It's just... Just don't rub the nipple too hard. She claims Jones.
Isn't that even weird? Okay, it's a little weird.
It's a little weird. That's a little weird. She claims Jones groped her, quote, butt, end quote. Why is butt in quotes?
I don't know.
Is butt something we need to not believe? was that your butt?
Yes.
What?
It's where my legs meet my back. Everybody's got it.
That's like I got a cleaver in the. I don't know. What the fuck? She claims Jones grabbed her butt during a side hug.
A quote, side hug. I love side hug. Well, I love the idea that Jones is walking up to people giving them side hugs. I just think that's the best. I think that is genuinely the best. And then it says pretending to feel sympathy. They gave him a side hug while pretending to feel sympathy over an incident and asked, who wouldn't want to have a black woman? I don't know if any of that's true, Tom.
I don't know if any of
it's true.
But it's all hilarious.
It's very funny.
I like the idea that Alex Jones is giving. I just see him crushing people in the side. I'm like, I broke another one. Like they just drop lifeless to the ground next to
him. All these people stuffed in his armpit. He's just like, all screaming from inside.
They're like the souls in it just spinning around in a cavern underground.
Oh, there's some great lines in here, too. It says, in a series of allegations, Beckford, who is an African-American, says she was mocked for her skin tone, called coon by a senior manager. When did he go back in time to get that insult?
Right? Who uses that word anymore?
When was the last time you heard that?
I've only ever read that.
Yeah, right?
In old-timey books.
Exactly.
Called racial slurs from the Nether Times. Are you kidding me?
Also called Mark Twain.
I know, right? They actually had this sail down the river experience, yes, that they did as part of a team building exercise.
They had to paint a fence.
Their guide is Jim. It's
blank Jim.
Oh my God.
The lady added, Alex often spent his time shirtless and endlessly leering with or without a shirt at female guests and employees while creating a disgusting, hostile environment. Any environment that Alex Jones enters into is a disgusting, hostile environment.
I love the idea of just walking around work, lounging around with his shirt off, just glare. Like,
my chest is business casual.
Oh, man, my shirt is chafing me.
He's got like a tie shaved into his hair in the front.
Now my pants are chafing me, too.
My pubic hair is chafing me.
Would you please bring me a hot cup of sex?
Can you, is there any way you could wax me?
This also kind of cracks me up. It says, Beckford also claims she was intimidated by the constant display of guns in the InfoWars office. Oh, I wonder why that would be intimidating. Look, unless you're a gun shop.
You know what they should have done is put one of those little stickers on the door. And nobody
like
would
no
have
gun sticker. A gun. That would work
so
in
you
Chicago.
Can't bring a gun into Alex's garage.
It might be his basement. I don't remember.
That is true.
I don't remember.
Yeah. This is just, it's so funny. And the thing is, like you're saying, you know, I'm not laughing at these people. Like this is, if it did happen to these people, I think it's bad to be in this situation. I do think it's funny that it's Alex Jones. It's almost like, you know, there's moments where you're just like, you knew where you were working, right? Like, you know, like you're going to, of course you're going to run into guns there. You know what I mean? Now the shirtless thing, I got to admit, nobody should expect that, unless
really?
You're working at a strip club or like a topless
bar. He takes his shirt off all the time. It's like not expected. It's like working for Putin and expecting him to wear a shirt. Like if you work for Vladimir Putin and he fucking comes to work naked riding a polar bear, you're like, oh, it's Tuesday. That's it.
That's how he came to
work. This is Alex Jones. Have you ever seen the show? Do you think he's well? This is the job you applied for.
I don't think he's well. No,
he's not well.
I don't think he's well.
He's a weird wackadoo dude.
Swell, but I don't think he's well. He's not swole. That's
Can you imagine working for this guy? What kind of a bizarre, surreal fucking experience would it be to wake up in the morning rub the sleep out of your eyes and be like, I got to go work for Alex fucking
be
Jones.
Like working at fucking Willy Wonka's place.
Right?
Where it's just like, he's just having people killed all day.
You're like, oh, I gotta teach those squirrels to do that extravagant choreography dance thing.
He, by the way, in this article, if you want to read Alex Jones' rebuttal to this, he writes, there's a big bunch of quotes where he keeps saying it's absolutely ridiculous. He's like, this has never happened to me, blah, 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 blah.
I love that I like his rebuttal in the sense that he wishes Rob well in his career as a fiction writer. I think that's a really funny thing to say if you're going to rebut somebody's claim.
I think
it's
so
very
too.
Fun.
In the name of Jesus, we speak that.
All right, this story is from Right Wing Watch. Prophets gather at Trump's Washington hotel to unleash angel armies on his deep state enemies. I have questions. Hold on. I still have questions.
Sure.
Why were they at his hotel to unleash the angels on his enemies? Why would his enemies be at his hotel?
Oh, yeah. I think angels just go where you tell them.
Well, then why not stand outside of like...
Well, they can just travel there instantly. They're magic.
Then then why didn't you just have this at like Arby's? Like, why did you have to go to his hotel?
That's true. You could have done it at the public library.
That's what I mean. Like,
we rented a room at the public library. All I needed was my card.
It's like, we went to your house to get the demons out of your neighbor's house. Well, go to my neighbor's house.
Totally kidding. None of these people have a library card. All right. So this is the best part about this is that you've just got to see some of this video, folks. Some of this video is just fun to watch.
I was reading this this book by George Otis Jr., The Last of the Giants.
What is he doing?
He's okay. What is he doing? So he's rocking back and forth as if he were like an MC in a rap band.
He looks like, you know, those like those birds that look like they're drinking, the right. little drinky bird. You know what I'm talking about? Does. The little drinky bird things.
He does.
He looks like a drinky bird.
I will say this, like the way he's rocking back and forth, listen to the piano and watch how out of rhythm this guy is.
Well, he is white. Yeah, look how white he is.
That is true. He's more red.
He is more red.
And it was about how God was removing the leaders of Russia one after another until Gorbachev comes.
God's just a hitman. He's getting envelopes. Like, I got to kill another leader of Russia.
I love that it's God, and God's just like, well, I can't just put Gorbachev in. I gotta successively eliminate a series of leaders that will rise to power and then have power. Then I have to let them have it for a little while, and then I knock them back down, and then wait for the other one. It's not Gorbachev. Oh, I got to go back in, and then just rip. This fucking God.
There's
he
channels.
Made matter.
There's like, channels you got to go through.
Why I can't influence called, their elections? What am I, Russian?
It's called due process. Thank you very much.
Crazy.
And then the wall falls down. He said it's one of the clearest examples of Daniel chapter 2.
Chapter 2. Chapter 2.
20 through 22.
A lot of twos in there.
222. 222.
222. 222. 222.
He changes times and seasons. He raises up kings. He brings them down. He knows what's in the light. The darkness is light to him.
He knows if you've been good or bad.
He's got those awesome glasses on that turn like... like the God is the guy in Silent Salem, the you fuck me guy, where he's like got the thing on and he's like searching
night
around the room.
Goggles.
Yeah, he's got night vision goggles and he's reaching for Jodie Foster. Hey, y'all, get on over. Don't you hurt my dog.
Come on. It's the Daniel anointing to shift kings and rulers. And when I read that morning, I was going to the prayer. I felt I was to bring that book, The Last of the Giants, and read it to our team. And declare over them.
What? Why would you bring that to them and read it to them? What, they forget God was omnipotent? Like, do people forget that shit?
I feel like you don't have to bring a book. Like, first of all, the Bible's your book. Like, you could just be like, read Daniel 2:22. Like, just, exactly. It's like I have to have a whole book about 2:22. It's exhausting.
I also love that all these times these people are like, and I had to remind these people that God was omnipotent. Well, fucking everybody knows that, right?
Yeah, but
isn't he your God? Like, you should know it ahead of time. You don't have to go to your fucking prayer team and tell them, hey, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but God is really powerful.
These are people on a prayer team. Exactly. Are you kidding? These are the people that know this shit.
Yeah.
Because they wake up and go to prayer team time or whatever the fuck it's called.
They have their prayer jerseys
on. Like, yeah. They're doing, like, prayer scrimmage. Just, like, trying to get their, like, prayer selves into shape.
That we needed to believe God for the judges to be removed, to resign or reform.
Or just get really old.
Yeah,
the judges will get really old.
Naturally age. And actually, the only judge that resigned by dying, and he was one of yours.
He
was one of your judges.
He did tap out.
But I mean, like,
I know.
It
was one of your judges.
Judges.
Yep.
That's the only thing that's happened so far.
For a long time, it's been the same count on the Supreme Court. It's been 5-4 them.
Gorsuch changed nothing.
Yeah. It's the
same thing. He replaced Alito.
He replaced.
Nothing changed.
And I came and delivered that word. My friend who's been a prophet to me for 35 years, Chris Berglund, at the end of it said, Lou, I had a dream last night. And in it,
I came in your beard. I want to get gay married to you, Lou.
Lou, I have that dream a lot. I want to say, like, it's the only dream I ever remember, actually. Lou, I love you, Lou.
Lou, in that dream, you comb out your beard, and it becomes a sundae. Is that weird? It's a delicious sundae.
I love it. These guys, like, they have convert. These are grown ass men. They're like, let me tell you about my dream I had last night.
Exactly.
Because I'm a 12-year-old girl at a slumber party. Are you kidding me? You know who wants to hear about your dreams? Nobody ever wants to hear about your dreams. Oh, I had the weirdest dream. Kill yourself. Don't ever tell me about your, the craziest dream. Literally nobody cares that when your brain randomly fired garbage into your mind and you woke up and just this time you didn't forget it. Now I have to be saddled with your fucking quasi-creative, non-imaginative, brain-firing random bullshit. Shut the fuck up,
man,
with that shit.
Big slam on telling Tom dreams
fuck
out of nowhere.
Shit.
My God, guys, send in your dreams.
Fuck
to
your dreams. Fuck all your hopes and dreams.
gmail.com.
No.
Everybody tell Tom your favorite dream that you had.
Right, I hate you right now. It's going to be one time I was in high school and I was naked. And I couldn't remember where my classes were.
I have that dream every third day.
Who cares? Who cares?
No, I'm
going to
tell you about it. So it's at Jewel, Tom.
Oh,
it's
my
not
teeth
at,
broke. Yeah. Oh, I don't, like, literally nobody cares. Nobody cares.
I did have one of those ones too, where like a
nobody cares, Cecil. Nobody cares.
Where my teeth were made of chicken skin.
Okay, now I'm interested. Weirdly hungry.
Yeah, it's delicious. They were cracklings.
I saw this paper. It said the last of the giants. You believe for three judges, but I want you to believe for five.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna kill five judges. You know what? I will say this. Five of those judges are going to die.
Right? Yeah. But it says
eventually.
Fuck, man. Fucking nine of those judges are going to die.
I'm going to be real surprised if it's Sotomayor first. But, you know, whatever.
Shit happens, though.
Sure, she could have bad cholesterol or something. She's Latino.
Right in line with that word.
I want you all to kind of turn toward the Supreme Court. Let's all turn. Jesus is the great chess master of all history. And Jesus,
he's like better than he beat Big Blue or whatever.
Bobby Fischer versus Jesus. Death match.
He hides like a piece in his hand. He's like switching out his pawn for a queen.
Well, you can't have, you have,
you
two,
have
queens
two queens.
On
what are you doing, Jesus?
Jesus gets
fucking
to the back row.
Cheater.
King me. Like, that's not even the game.
What are you doing?
The fuck.
Trying to stack a pawn on another pawn.
Just got like a pawn upside down on your rook, like balancing precariously the weird little hat the rook has.
St. Peter walks by. What game are you playing? That's not even a game.
Wants to prophesy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And Jesus is saying today, through his ecclesia, to the Supreme Court.
This is the worst. What did any of that mean? This is the worst version of Piano Man I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wait, can we listen to that?
I don't know.
The prophecy thing again?
Court, let's all turn. Jesus is the great chess master of all history. And Jesus wants to prophesy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
What does that mean?
Jesus wants to prophesy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
What the fuck? People in the crowd are like, woo! Yeah! Oh my God! I jerked off to that phrase
Jesus
this morning.
Christ. Tom, how easy would it be to get these people to throw fucking quarters at you?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, all you got to do is string together one sentence and they just fall over themselves.
Genuinely. Like, has there ever been a part of you that's been like, man, I would have made a great preacher?
You know, I think, I definitely think the other route. Like, I think I certainly could have been devious enough to trick people out of money if it was skeptic based, like with some sort of snake oil or something. Yeah. 'Cause that's easy. That's way easier. You don't even have to be charismatic. Look at that David Avocado Wolf guy or whatever that guy's name is.
You don't even have to comb your hair.
Like that guy genuinely is like the least charismatic guy I've ever seen speak. He looks like he's lost. He looks like he's asking someone at the mall where the bathroom is.
He looks like he lost his hairbrush.
He has no idea. I look at that guy and I just think, oh my gosh, that guy is so uncharismatic and he just says random shit that pops into his head.
Yeah.
And he had a whole fucking room full of people in front of him.
If I were a believer, I feel like I could have fucking killed it. Like I would never do it. I would never want to hurt anybody like that. And I would never want to like stand up there and spout lies.
Same thing. I would never want to do that.
Right?
Of course not.
But if I believed this shit, this would be my calling.
Yeah.
I would be good at that.
You'd be better than this guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You could
put this motherfucker
together. Few words.
Right?
Yeah.
I would fucking kill that job.
And Jesus is saying today, through his ecclesia, to the Supreme Court, checkmate. It's checkmate. Everybody cry. Checkmate. 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 Checkmate.
Just screaming.
And just yelling checkmate in a direction.
In the general direction of the Supreme Court.
What
is happening? There's a whole group of adults standing in a room with their hand up screaming checkmate in the direction of the thing. You ever see anybody?
Well, that'll teach them.
You ever see anybody like when you're a little kid and you're like in a car together? Maybe not a little kid, but like you're a high schooler and you're driving by your school and somebody flips the inanimate object of the school off,
right?
Yeah. Like as if the school is like, "Hey, man, fuck you." You
know, it's my feelings. You know what? Now we're closed. Now there's no more school.
They just flip off the inanimate object. It's the same thing. It's like there's a bunch of people all like, yeah. Like
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's just like. Yeah, I'm still going to work tomorrow.
I'm fine. I'm going to walk my 0.4 miles tomorrow very slowly so I don't break my brittle bones.
Ruth, if you're listening, don't break your brittle bones.
Ruth, if you're listening, call me. Caliente.
Checkmate.
They're still
checkmate.
Doing it, Tom.
They're not going to stop.
Checkmate.
They're still checking.
Checkmate. Checkmate. Checkmate.
Still going.
Checkmate.
Oh my God.
In the name of Jesus, we declare it's checkmate. Over the
In the name of Jesus, we declare. Well, I can't move diagonal. No, I can't. Okay. Huh. The king, he is. That's a dilly. Yeah, that is checkmate.
All right. That's fair.
Thanks for yelling at so many times. What fucking sore winner. You know, next time I play chess, I'm just gonna be like, checkmate, checkmate.
You gotta do like the dance around him, like the victory dance and scream checkmate.
I got you, checkmate.
And the whole time, you gotta sing Heil at him. That's what you're right? doing here.
They're gonna rub their butts in your face. It's just like, my butt's in your face. My butt's in your face.
So now we say we loose the angels of God around the Supreme Court, in the Supreme Court, above the Supreme Court, below the Supreme Court.
This is
diagonal and perpendicular to the Supreme Court.
This is the worst Dr. Seuss book I've ever heard in my entire life.
Court, we say the holy warrior angels of God are stationed there doing battle right now in Jesus' name.
What is that? When it means nothing. Who believes this fucking crazy bullshit?
They thought real hard at a building.
They don't even think they thought real hard.
Yeah, to be honest. They didn't think.
The angels are going to show up just in all the directions and be like, okay, do we get a vote? No, you're not actually on the Supreme Court.
They all talk into their earpiece. We are in position.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Preacher, Lou Engle, we are in position.
None of us are lawyers. We don't know what's going on. We're not sure. That was actually a persuasive argument. No, we're not supposed to think about it. Okay. Be Republican. Just everybody be Republican. With wings. We're Republicans with wings. That's how you know we're angels.
They touch everybody and they get a little Republican tattoo. It's what they scan to give you food in the end times.
It's just angels with red power ties and blue suits.
So, Lord, we come into alignment right now and we say that these next appointments to the court are inevitable.
Yes. Yeah, of course, these next appointments to the court are inevitable. They are like soon, but they're inevitable.
I love that he just committed to alignment. Yeah. What the mother? Like, the fuck? Like, I'm not just like, look, here's the thing, Cecil. I'm not just like casually into alignment. I'm committed to alignment, right? Like, this is like, alignment is my thing. I feel like it's gotten serious alignment. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to. I'm actually Facebook fucking official with alignment.
It's complicated.
I wish it were.
And they are unstoppable because you are the unstoppable God.
So as opposed to that last one, stopped him. Iron chariots and everything on the way.
We would even pray right now for the United States Senate. For the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we say,
and can you please keep those millennials from marching? Whatever you do, make sure it rains on voting day.
They let every obstruction to these nominees be removed in the name of Jesus. Everyone out of alignment with your will for these next seats on the court, let them be realigned or removed in the name of Jesus.
Wait, I didn't miss anything. There are no open seats right now.
Are they talking about federal positions?
They're talking very specifically about the Supreme Court.
Right, they did specifically talk about the Supreme Court. So I don't know. Maybe they're
saying... There are no open positions. Did I miss a memo? Did someone die that I'm not aware of?
I think God's just getting his ducks in a row, Tom. Getting ready.
Well, he has to plan these. I gotta make a list so I don't forget.
I carved all these decoy ducks. I gotta get them in a row.
My dog just chews their heads off if I don't...
I got my retrievers set up.
Just eats the eyeballs right out of them.
Where's the bird? Where's the bird, Lucy? Where's the bird?
Lord, we agree.
Oh, sure, the black guy's got to go last. Jesus Christ, you people. Racists.
Realign or remove. Everybody say that. Realign or remove.
Remove. Wait a minute. If I remove and then I remove.
It's a double negative.
He's back.
Double and I don't negative.
Know. Did I get him? I don't know what to do.
Hey, what's going on?
Those bums won their court case, so they're marching today.
What bums?
The fucking Nazi party.
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
So this story is from forward.com. Dot? I said dot all weird.
Dot.
This is from forward.com.
Dot-com.
I don't even know what that voice was. This is, hello, mate. This is from forward.com. This is from forward.com. Holocaust denier will be GOP nominee in Illinois congressional race. Now, okay, hold on a second, because that sounds bad, but also is true. This is Arthur Jones. He's a 70-year-old retired insurance agent.
And keeps, racist.
And horror. Like, all of those things are true. Like, this guy is a horrible, horrible racist. Like, he just... He just is. And he keeps trying to be in Congress.
Sure.
And he keeps losing. And I want you guys to understand something first. He will lose again.
Yeah. He's running against Lipkin, I guess, forgets the guy's name is. He's an Illinois congressman already. He's the incumbent.
He's going to win. He's in a district where the Republican Party didn't have anybody to field, which is the only reason he got the nomination, right? He did not beat out other candidates. The Republican Party's like, there's nobody and we're not gonna, fuck it.
What he did was he beat the streets for signatures. And at one point in this article, it says there's a state ballot access guidelines and they limit the fringe element from cluttering up the ballot. And it required Jones to get 603 registered voters. That's
big
it.
Big deal.
603 registered voters. And he said this person in the article spoke with multiple people who signed Jones's petition. And they were shocked to learn that they had supported a candidacy of a former Nazi. This a quote, I probably just signed it because he asked me to, said a 63-year-old Linda. And then it says another voter from nearby Worth said she didn't even recall signing the petition in the first place. When they asked 93-year-old Alice how she felt about Jones's view, the Bridgeview resident replied incredulously, I did not know that. Yeah. And here's another thing, and I'm not going to get down on these people because I have signed petitions outside grocery stores. I've signed petitions on the L. I've been on the L before and not on the L, but like waiting for the L and somebody's come up. And normally the pitch is, hey, I'm trying to get this libertarian candidate on the ballot, or hey, I'm trying to get this other person on the ballot. And most of the time I'll be like, for me, I'm happy to have someone else in the ballot. You never think it's a Nazi. The thing is, you never think to ask,
are they?
Is this person a Nazi? Is this person going to be a Nazi? Because I got fooled once. You never think to ask, is the person a Nazi? So I totally... Like there was a bunch of people when I posted something on Facebook about this. It basically said, look, don't get, everybody's saying, oh my God, the GOP has a Nazi running. It's a by default thing.
The GOP says they strongly oppose his racist views.
Yeah. They even go out of their way to list that.
Right.
But I had a bunch of people saying, no, it's on them. It's on the GOP. They should have put somebody in there. They should have wasted the money to at least make sure that this Nazi didn't get in there. And it's, he got signatures and there were signatures who signed in that place. And I'm just thinking, yeah, but he could have just said, look, I just want to be a Republican on the ballot. I need to get signatures. That's all he's got to say.
The thing is, like, there is a process, right? And he just followed the process.
Yeah.
If you leave your door unlocked, should you leave your door unlocked? No.
Yeah.
But do you think a Nazi's going to break into your house?
Paint swastikas all over the place.
I'd assume
kill a Jew in the kitchen. Come on. He's not Alex Jones.
That's only alleged, by the way, that he killed a Jew in the kitchen with a candlestick. That's only alleged.
It might have been the parlor with
could have been revolver. Colonel Mustard. He's as wide as Colonel Mustard, I think.
Colonel Mustard, I hear, is a motherfucker.
Walks out with his shirt off. There were a lot of people who were really upset by it, though. They were like, you know, they bitching and moaning about it. And I understand. Look, I want to dislike the Republican Party, too. The Republican Party has fucked America six ways from Sunday for my entire life. Yep. They've been fucking America. So I want to do something that says the Republican Party is in the wrong here, too. But I look at this and I just think he just fucking found a loophole, man.
I agree. But can I offer if not a counterpoint, an observation?
Sure,
my friend. Did you notice that he ran for, like, no Nazi ever runs for the Democratic Party?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Fine. But he's tough on borders, Tom.
You know, if there's going to be a Nazi, do you not assume that if he runs, like, if both slots were open.
Yeah.
And a Nazi's going to fill a slot.
That's true.
Would any part of you wonder,
to be honest,
will he
though,
fill the blue spot?
To be honest, though, if we're going to blame this on him, though, in every place that the Democrats aren't going to run somebody because they know they're going to get fucking the floor wiped with them, somebody could just walk in, anybody, and just say they're the Democrat and be like, yeah, I'm a fucking, they're a Nazi, a national socialist instead of just a socialist. So they could run a Nazi in that party, too.
I'm just saying. The Nazis choose the GOP. You're right. The GOP did not choose the Nazis.
Yeah.
Right?
The Nazis.
But the Nazis do choose the GOP.
And
I don't know that that's accidental. It's not like they're like, I don't know, I rolled some dice.
Yeah.
And it turned out that they always 100% of the time come up GOP. Every time.
We say.
Never not that time.
That's their fault that anybody who runs in the future in and just slides in the Democratic spot.
All I'm doing is offering
could be like a racist or whatever. I guess racist would run for the GOP too.
I'm just saying, right?
Yeah.
This is an observation. You make of it what you will. I'm not interpreting my own observation.
True. That's very true.
What I'm simply pointing out is that there was no fucking way.
He's going to run in a Barack's old district.
Right.
As a Nazi.
Right.
I want to say this though. There's an interview I saw with this guy talking to somebody. I think it was from CNN. It's hilarious.
Is he amazing?
He's just a super racist. Like, he's super duper extra special racist, man. Like, and they're just talking. She's trying to have a conversation with the guy. And I'm like, you put this guy in the air. He's just a shitty old racist. He's just a shitty old racist. It's going to die soon and no one's going to care.
Do you like to fuck? Well, the guys at Cognitive Dissonance want to help you out. It doesn't matter if you fuck yourself, someone else, or lots of someone else's. Their sponsor, AdamandEve.com, has all kinds of things to make fucking more interesting and more fun. Right now at AdamandEve.com, if you type in Glory at checkout, you get 50% off almost any item, a free sex swing, and free shipping. AdamandEve.com. Treat your genitals to a good time.
Oh my God, this story is amazing. Right Wing Watch. I want to, as a quick aside, the kids in my house, I don't know how many there are anymore, but the kids in my house have this whole thing that they've gathered about the Illuminati from YouTube. YouTube is like, it's the death of thoughts. And my kids watch it all the time. And so that's why they're stupid. And like, they have this thing where they run around the house blaming everything on the Illuminati.
Oh no.
And the whole time I'm like, oh my God, you guys are going to grow up watching InfoWars.
I think they already do.
Like, I just throw them away now. Just throw them all away now.
Dad, why do you take your shirt off like Alex Jones?
Why do you sound? Dad, what do you do in the basement?
Dad, why do you have your chest hair shaved into a tie? Why is that?
So this is Paul Begley. He says, Barack Obama is leading an Illuminati plot to assassinate Trump. I want to dedicate this story to Donovan and Finn. You guys would love this. Please never listen to this show ever.
We've now got Barack Obama on emails, on text messages.
Is he recording from inside an orange crayon?
He really is. I think he's got one of those Himalayan salt lamps in the background lit up.
Is he orangest? It's like he's recording inside an actual like sun-kissed factory.
It's got like a pink salt lamp in the corner to take down the ionization of the room.
I will kill you. I will kill. I will kill you. I will stuff your corpse with jade eggs.
What I love hearing is people tell me about the salt lamp when they're like, "No, when you put the salt lamp in the room and you turn on a little light bulb inside of the salt, it suddenly removes the ionization." And I'm always like, what's wrong with the ionization? Like, why is the ionization
just
bad?
Ask one of them to explain what ionization.
Yeah. What's an ion?
Hey,
they're like, it's a brand of sky ion.
Between the FBI leadership that what Obama wanted. We know right now, folks, that this was treasonous and they've tried to hijack our nation. They tried to override our election and trying to destroy our Constitution.
Fucking Russians, right?
It's
ridiculous.
Is he not talking about the Russians?
No, he's talking about Barack Obama.
I think he's talking about the Russians.
I think he's talking about...
Because that's what happened that the Russians did. That's why like 13 of them were recently indicted for fucking with our elections. Not Barack Obama, the guy who got elected and then served two terms and then left peacefully when he was done. I think he's now fishing or golfing or fucking masturbating all day. What the fuck is he doing? Like, why are we still worried about this guy?
It's amazing how
is he still black? Maybe that's the problem. Is he still black?
He's still the boogeyman.
Right?
Yeah, he's still the boogeyman.
This is a cabal. And by their own text messages, they even say they have a secret.
Oh, yeah. This is the when they're talking about the text messages for the FBI. That's what they're talking about. So clearly the FBI was involved in doing some of this stuff. And those text messages are not.
They're not
a smoking gun. They're not even remotely damning.
Secret societies. And they say that these societies are meeting. And these are top level people of several different U.S. government agencies.
That's not what it says. It doesn't say that at all.
That's not.
Like, it literally doesn't say that.
What you should infer from any of those messages. How?
Wait, they're like, the Illuminati meeting is next week. Bring pizza. Like,
there's like
the
a
fuck?
Secret Facebook group of Illuminatis.
What are you talking about?
Hey, guys. Every other Tuesday is Illuminati day.
Yeah, they don't actually say Illuminati. They just use a pyramid emoji.
It's just pyramid, eyeball, skull, and crossbones. That's just what it is.
Like, meet me at National Treasure. Get the fuck out of here.
What we have to do is we have to learn to fold our dollar bills in the secret
and then we
dollar
find
bill
out
code.
That a plane had fucking...
I remember that shit.
You fold the bill the right way, you could see a plane hitting a tower or whatever.
Oh my God. That shit was amazing.
Beat me with a boat oar. Fuck.
You gotta wonder, like, the guy who figured that out was like, the dummies are gonna buy this. Dummies are gonna buy this thing.
After he's done, he's like, oh my God, did something happen?
Together as an Illuminati, working together as a cabal to overthrow the United States of America, following the rules of radical book written by Saul Alinsky.
Alinsky?
Alinsky.
Saul Alinsky.
Saul Alinsky.
And I think that Bill Ayers is behind the scenes. I know.
Jesus Christ.
Bill Ayers is just like, wait a minute, I haven't been relevant in a really long time.
What was that black preacher? What was his name? Do you remember the guy's name? You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
The
fire and brimstone black preacher. Let's bring him back, too.
Bring them all.
Bring him back for the finale.
We should have a whole, like...
it'll be like a reunion show.
We should have a 2004 Boogeyman collection card thing, you know? Like, who were we scared of? And it's just like, here's all the people in your neighborhood or fucking whatever.
Jeremiah Wright. Jeremiah Wright was his name.
I forgot about him.
God damn it. That's right. Yeah, Jeremiah Wright is actually the orchestrator. He's the one who's pulling Saul Alinsky's fucking strings.
Bill Ayers is out doing it, too.
Bill Ayers, too.
Remember when you guys were scared of those guys?
Yeah, remember when those names were the boogeymen? Yeah.
I bet nothing will happen later same way that nothing happened for 8 years when he actually had power.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. They're all super worried about it now, but like he had it before. Like he had a lot of power before.
He was the actual president at the time.
And I love how the current president has less power than the previous president.
They're more scared of him now. They're like, now that he's done being president, is when he's going to really exert his presidential power.
I'm going to put my face to this table.
No Barack Barry Obama. I know that Barack Hussein Obama, I know that he is orchestrating. And don't forget Valerie Jarrett. and they're hanging out just 2 miles down the road. They really thought by now they would have, there's a plan in place, folks.
I love that they're still bitching about how they're close to Washington, D.C.
What difference does it make, like, your proximity? Like, well, we got, if we're going to overthrow the government, we have to be close, because what we do is we wait for Trump to leave and then we run in and shut the door and then we change the lock.
We were beaten by the best.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. White House is like the last donut on a plate, and you got to reach over and lick the donut. And if you lick that donut,
that's how you claim it.
Then you claim it. It's the jackpot donut. It's your donut.
It's fucking 2018. Being somewhere physically doesn't matter for any reason.
There's people who trade on Wall Street from home, right? There's people who trade stocks all over the world because they don't have to be in a physical place anymore.
I think I have maybe a third of my staff that I've never met. That works for me. I don't even know them. They're just names and phone numbers and email addresses.
That work at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never met them. Yeah. I will never meet them. They don't even come to the Christmas party. I don't even know what they look like.
They're all Russians.
The only time I meet them is when you fire them.
Yeah. You have to call them in.
You have to call them in to fire them.
That's true.
It's 2018.
You should just send them a text message with a little Illuminati.
A little Illuminati.
A little emoji.
A little dollar sign with a no symbol after it.
Folks, they either wanted number one, impeach President Trump on lies that they were conjuring
or truths. We could go with truths.
Yeah. It turns out Mueller's not going to be like throwing around indictments on shit that's not true. Why would he do that?
Getting close. That noose is getting closer. I think it's getting closer.
That gate's flipping. When gates flipped,
it's over.
That's scary for Trump. I guarantee you.
This is
all.
This is very careful. The dominoes are being laid.
Manafort at this point is saying, you know, he's not going to flip and he's not guilty and whatever. But they already got the, you know, his co-conspirator.
Right.
And so it really doesn't matter what Manafort does.
He's
at this
pissed
point.
Too. Yeah. Like his thing was like, I don't know why my business partner is. Fuck you.
He flipped, and they still haven't talked about what they're doing with the other people that they've indicted, and some of the bigger fish.
Yep.
That the previous secretary, what was his name? Kelly, was that his name?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
yeah, this is it's tightening, man.
Yeah, it's
tightening.
It's going to be a. I don't know if they'll ever get Trump, but. They're going to get a lot of people around him.
I think so, too.
And working in cahoots together. Or if that don't work, number two, use Article 25 and declare that the president of the United States is deranged.
How do you do that with a Republican Congress and Senate? How do you possibly do that? Do you not understand that they control all aspects of government? They have the fucking Supreme Court and the two houses of fucking government and the presidency? Okay. How the fuck do you go in and be like, hey, guys, he's crazy. Let's start this shit.
Okay, yeah, but you're not thinking. Barack Obama is 2 miles away.
Oh, that's true.
And he'll use his black power to black it all up.
And Jeremiah Wright in there to yell at him.
He'll show up to the White House with his rap music and his rhythm dancing.
Like, fucking use your fucking noodle, dude. They can't do anything.
I don't want to get into debate about the climate change, but I will just simply point out that I think in academia, we all agree that the temperature on Mars is exactly as it is here. Nobody will dispute that. Yet there are no coal mines on Mars. There's no factories on Mars that I'm aware of.
Man, this story's fucked up. This is from The Guardian. It's not okay how clueless Donald Trump is about climate change. There are claims that are being made by Donald Trump and by the Trump administration and by others that are part of the Trump administration regarding climate change. And I, as a quick aside, I found out this week that my dad doesn't believe in man-made climate change.
Huh.
My dad, I was having a conversation with him, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, the climate's been changing for millennia, and it just changes from time to time. I'm like, yeah, nobody's, like, you understand that? Like, nobody's arguing that. It felt, and the reason I bring this up is it felt like having an argument, and I don't know if, my dad does not support Trump, but it felt like having an argument with the Trumps is like, yeah, but like, you know that that's not the claim. That's not what climate change is, and that's not what anybody is saying about or around climate change, or even why climate change is a problem. Like and I asked him, I'm like, you do understand that, right, Dad? And he was just like, well, you know, climate's been changing. And I'm just like, like it doesn't matter what we say. Please build me an end table.
Sure.
Like that was the conversation. Like I was just like, I can't do any of this. But that's my dad.
Yeah.
Right? My dad is a wonderful man that I love with all of my heart, and he drives a school bus, and he's not the president.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know anything about science. And that's not to his detriment. Like, he's not supposed to know anything about science. Sure. But our current president doesn't know anything at all about science.
And he doesn't have anybody on his staff that takes any of the science seriously and, in fact, sends the exact opposite message.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's beyond dangerous. This is a guy... Our current president once said that climate change was a myth made up by the Chinese. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. That's a thing he said.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing that he said.
One day he's just going to be so confused, he's going to confess that he gave El Nino hush money.
So let's talk about some of the things that have been said.
Before we start on what he said, I want to read how they preface this. He says, "There are claims you might expect from a YouTube troll, not the leader of the country that produces some of the best climate research and data in the world." Do you remember when G.W. Bush was the guy you would have a beer with? We have devolved into the president you would want in your YouTube comment section. Right? Right?
Dude, that's horrible.
Right?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's the excuse for W.
Yeah, and that's what turned my stomach when I read this. I'm like, you know what? They are claims you would expect from a YouTube troll.
You're right, man.
It's absolutely true.
You're so depressingly not wrong. Donald Trump, and there's a video embedded in this article, but I don't think we want to play the video. There's a video embedded, but the article goes through and it debunks a lot of Trump's claims regarding climate change and climate science. And you look at some of this stuff, and it's some of the most like elementary and obvious shit. So there's the claim that there's been a recent cooling that and I've heard that too. And Trump has spouted that shit as well. There's been no recent cooling. That's not a thing.
It's not true.
Yeah. It's just objectively not a true statement. And Trump has said, remember when Trump, he tweeted something out like, "Oh, where's all that climate change? It's real snowy."
Yeah. He doesn't understand the difference between climate and weather.
He doesn't get that. And a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people confuse that. Like, "Oh, it's been a hell of a winter. Where's all my climate change?"
Well, and you know, that happens all the time, but then they don't, you know, and it could be very cold in the Midwest. Like, let's say there was a couple of years in a row where it was very cold in the Midwest, and it was cold. It was like really fucking cold from October all the way until May, like 2 years fucking in a row. It was a brutal winter and it was cold, cold. Like, we're talking in the teens for weeks at a time. Yep. It was, you know, always really below freezing. It was a very unpleasant winter, two winters in a row. But at that same time, it was the hottest couple years on record in the Southern Hemisphere.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so like, you're just seeing what's around you. You're just, and I feel like that myopic view of the world is how a lot of people explain away a lot of really bad things,
right?
And it's how they subjugate others very easily. It's how they, you know, don't recognize the other. When they have that myopic view, that small town myopic, I'm just all I see is around me. The only people I care about are these five people. That's a bad way to live, and it's a bad way to think. I genuinely feel like that's, you know, like that I got mine mentality. And we've talked about this before, that sort of small town, I've got mine mentality. I think it's a bad way to think. But I think that infects all the ways in which they think. And so they feel like, well, it was cold here, it's cold everywhere. They can't experience outside of themselves. Everything is their own experience.
I also think that they look and say, okay, well, you know, in the United States, this is what it was like. It's like, yeah, but it's global climate change.
Exactly.
And we are, and what they're sort of like not recognizing is that everything that the climate scientists have been talking about, which is weather extremes, shifts, changes, bigger storms, colder winters, droughts, floods, all of this shit that was and is predicted by the models of climate change, all of it's happening.
Yeah.
I did talk to my dad about this. He says he doesn't think it's going to happen. I was like, "Dad, it's happening."
Yeah, it's right now.
It's currently.
It's right now.
This isn't something we're waiting to see if it occurs. It is happening. We are experiencing it. And it is the concern isn't whether we'll experience it. The concern is the acceleration.
Yeah. How
the
do we
rate
slow
of
it
acceleration.
Down? How do we slow it down? Yeah.
You know? And I think like a lot of these people don't get that. Like, we're not waiting for it.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of it
yeah.
right now. and it's going to get worse. The question is how much worse and what are we going to do to change it? Like you said,
yeah.
Can we do anything to change it? Can we do anything to slow it down? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what we can't do. Nothing.
Yeah.
Or go backwards. And that's all we're going to do, man.
And let's talk about backwards, because one of the major points he was calling on in the State of the Union was he's talking about how he got out of the Paris deal.
Yeah.
It's like, I got out of the Paris deal. It was such a bad deal for America is what he was saying. Yeah. That deal wasn't binding. There wasn't anything to that deal that bound us to it. All it was good PR for American businesses. That's all it was. It was good PR to say we were part of that Paris Accord. That's all it was. There was nothing in it that if we didn't meet those measures was nothing whatsoever.
Yeah. There's no teeth to it.
So when he's saying it's a bad deal and I got us out of it, he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
It's just a signal, right?
All it is just him saying, look, guys, it's basically what other people want. I made it so they didn't get it.
This is a guy who still believes in clean coal.
Yeah.
Beautiful, clean coal.
Yeah.
Beautiful, clean coal. He says it all the time. Clean, beautiful coal, clean, beautiful, clean coal. He loves that shit. It's not real.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as clean coal. The idea, and it makes me fucking nuts, because we don't need to keep going down this path. I feel like when I read shit online, when I read like these stories about technological advances that are constantly being made in, you know, alternative energy sources and ways to transmit energy, like we are so close. We are so close to making real improvements and real advances. And like, if we de-incentivize this, if we take our foot off the fucking gas pedal in that direction, we're just shit. Like you can create so much more damage. It takes so long to solve these problems.
Yeah.
You know, like there are people who are like, ah, fuck it. Let Trump be in power, burn it for 4 years, and then we'll fix it. It's like, I don't know if we can afford four.
Yeah.
Because environmentally, four might do 12 years worth of damage.
Yeah. It's a lot of damage. And you know, like they were talking about certain levels of carbon. And we've passed those. We've surpassed those levels. We've surpassed it. So we're in unexplored territory right now.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is from Right Wing Watch. How God intervened to stop Hillary Clinton and Satan from killing 90% of humanity.
Huh. Wow.
This is that Sheila Zelinsky chick. 90%. She's fucking amazing.
Now, the government had a plan called Blue Beam back.
that voice. Now, the government had a plan
called Blue Beam. Go get it.
Back in the 80s, where they were going to fake a rapture of the church through blue beams and being able to shoot holographs up into the sky.
It's amazing.
What are you
They're gonna fake
about?
The rapture.
Fake the holograph. What's a holograph?
Well, a holograph isn't something. And when you put one in the sky,
when you want to make a picture, you have to tap it out in Morse code.
It's holograph. A holograph. Y'all see them holographs up in the sky? Y'all see that cloud projector?
We got a holograph coming in from San Francisco.
We're going to fake the rapture. Is everybody that was here before still here? Yeah.
Hold on.
There's blue beams now.
Let me call roll.
And I did some research on that many years ago. And what this entails, and we're talking about electronic magnetic witchcraft, is
fucking magnets. How do they work?
Electronic witchcraft. What is that? An Apple Magic Mouse? I know. It's a Hitachi wand. That's what it is. And if you're interested in getting a Hitachi wand,
you can get one at 50% off at AdamandEve.com. Just enter Gloria at checkout.
Free plug for them. And you can get a plug from AdamandEve.com.
Satan worship, astrology, horoscopes, tarot card readings,
Ouija boards,
palm readings, fire walkings.
Thrust your hands.
Bloody.
Thrust your Hitachi wand. Bloody. Whoa.
Haley and I the other day were in this little town called Rhinebeck up in New York. And there was a company that had the whole Skeptic's Creed advertised on their window just about. It was like psychic healings, crystal balls, tarot cards. It was
giant worms.
It was like if you had Bigfoot and Yetis, He would have had the whole thing. We were laughing. It was almost in order.
This lady's going to mention dolphins in a second.
Seances, mediums, spirits, channeling, holistic medicines, physical tests, sports.
What the fuck? Is she reading all the categories from Trivial Suits?
Just sports? Like, just all sports?
I guess all sports.
Arm wrestling.
Do you know that the witchcraft powers in America had total control over the NFL?
Slytherin, the official house of the NFL. Actually, it'd probably be the Baltimore Ravenclaws, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Under Obama. And what Trump is doing and has done is he has disconnected the NFL from the powers of the former government.
What the fuck are you talking about? She sounds like the type of person who starts a sentence without knowing how it's going to end. Like she just starts saying things and she's not quite sure how the finish of the sentence is going to happen.
The NFL just like, wait, we got to... With the what? With the who? We just give people concussions. That's all we do. We give people concussions so that they murder their families.
Or themselves. Or themselves, Tom.
Trump is doing a lot of things, and someday maybe we can talk about that. But now, guided.
No one's stopping you, lady. It's not like you're like on this like tightly controlled train right now. But you know what? I don't want to get off track and start saying something crazy. Anyway. Back to how the NFL is made out of fucking flipper jacks or something.
And Swiss cheese. Woo, woo! This lady's on the crazy train.
So great. Wait, scroll up. What the fuck radio? What was she on? Was she being interviewed or she ever
on
show?
She's on. This is that Sheila Zielinski show, but she just keeps talking. This miracle internet church lady, Pat Holiday, just keeps talking.
I love this woman so much.
Jury and visualization. Now, all of these are supernatural witchcraft powers that any little corner witch uses.
Corner witch!
A little corner witch comes over and steals your man.
You better get your ass out of here, you little corner witch.
Corner witch.
What the fuck is a corner witch?
That's when you cut off the crust of the bread and you just have the corner witch on the side, Tom.
It's like the witch that's in the corner of Blair Witch at the end of the movie, just standing there.
Hey asshole, I'm still filming.
Just walk over and tap him on the shoulder.
When I first saw that movie, I thought he was peeing.
In the corner, I'm like, don't interrupt him. He's going to go.
Don't talk to him when he's going to go. Ruins the flow.
It's like a pee shot.
Oh, Jesus. You just stand there and you're like, I got stage fright now.
However, the difference is this. In electronic magnetic witchcraft, what it means is...
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, please explain.
There is an educated, refined witch or wizard.
I like that it's a refined witch. It's got like it's got a monocle. Yeah.
And it's a witch or a wizard. Let's be sure to use their pronouns correctly. They prefer wizard and or warlock.
Like, what's in the cauldron? Oh, it's a nice bouillabaisse. I'm a refined witch. It's
yeah, it's really more of a consomme.
It's an eye of newt reduction. Yeah. It's delicious.
It's very good.
It would love it. Yeah.
That is pulling the strings to release that on one individual or on a group of individuals or over a city or over a country.
Or in a jar or under your pillow.
Or over a country or over a continent or over the earth or over the solar system or over
how powerful the local are cluster. These people? Yeah, you know what I love? I love how these fucking witches and witches, they have so much power, and yet they don't just always get what they want.
I know.
Or they don't just like be like, man, is that fucking crazy bitch talking about me again? Oogada boogada, and then she dies, right?
Well, this lady sounds like she could die at any moment anyway.
It's like, I've got all this power, but they still like have to win an election and they have to like get a law passed and then the law isn't everything. You know,
it's like, why isn't every single fortune teller or future reader a fucking a lotto winner?
Right.
They know how to use these powers, and that's why they were winning the war. However, God had, however,
they forgot how to use their powers.
They were thwarted by, what do you think, Trump?
God.
Okay.
God has been training people to be a.
Now you're right. You're right.
I'm not, though. God is doing the training of the people. So God is like when God's when America like deposes a country and then we show up and then we train that country how to be terrorists later.
Oh yeah, sure.
That's like that's
assassin school or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Or Iran.
Yeah. Or Nicaragua.
Able to rise up in supernatural warfare and defeat the powers of these people that have been trained in the governments so that they were almost ready to win. If Hillary Clinton had won the presidency of the United States of America, we may not even be here talking to you because they did have a World War III planned where they were...
Why would they want that?
Hey, is there any week, Tom, I really want to get on your schedule. Can we get the World War III planned?
You know what? Let me check my calendar. I just got to see.
You know, I think I'm free on the weekend of the 14th.
I don't have the 14th for World War III. I've got something.
You got
on
a
that.
Thing on I'm the 14th?
Yeah.
What about the 17th?
Can we Are do? You,
I mean, it's like St. Patrick's Day, but.
I can. Well, that's my. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, let's like, you know what? Put a pin in it.
All right.
And I'll call Kim Jong-un.
Let's see if we can
we'll
get
see
that
what his. It's so hard to get
it's
these
tough
things
to get it scheduled.
Down.
It All really right. is. You got to get a day that works for everybody.
You know what I want to do?
Fucking thing to
say. I want to be the leader of a smoking rubble crater.
Oh, God.
That's
who
what
it?
I want.
Who
I
does it, be, Tom?
What I want to do is Jesus. I want to have power, but God. I want to make sure the power is only wielded over a race yeah. of like radioactive
yeah. chuds.
Subhumans.
Yeah, chuds. What I want is a whole bunch of chuds. What I don't understand is why every single mayor in the United States doesn't just kill all their people who live there.
That's the ultimate you plan, know? Right? Just yeah. abort
just
every baby.
Kill every
just
person.
Abort every baby and yeah. then we all commit suicide.
Just, yeah, if you're in a town, if you're a mayor of a town with a nuclear reactor, just open it up a little while and just kill everybody there.
That's what we want. Yeah. Like, as a
mayor,
as a lefty.
That's what you'd want as a mayor.
I know that the real root and cause and of power is to just destroy the people you have power over so that you have no power later.
Yeah. Or like if you're, say, the governor of Illinois, just do that economically.
For 90% of the people, and what they wanted to do is take control over the world by going down into their underground cities.
What the fuck are you talking about? Wait, hold on. Okay, let me see if I can wrap my brains up. So she's the president.
Uh-huh.
And so she kills 90% of the people who would have been a ruler over to rule over less people.
Yeah, but she's first got to go into her underground city.
Oh, I forgot about the underground city.
Like what...
What underground city?
What do we have? Atlantis in our back pocket?
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, do we have any underground cities?
Houston.
Oh.
Bury it.
No, that's under garbage. That's different.
Bury it now.
We would all be dead. And then when it was time, they could come out of their underground cities and rule the world with Satan.
She's just repeating the plot of like fucking the time machine or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, isn't it like H.G. Wells' time machine with like fucking the creature,
Morlocks
lived underground and there's this beautiful race of elves or whatever that lived above ground.
I don't know, man, but like she paid way too much attention to fucking science fiction books. Like, oh, this documentary of the future is really scary.
Yeah, it's called the Bible, Tom. So we want to thank our patrons, of course. Our patrons are wonderful people who make sure this show is funded. We thank you so much, but we want to thank our newest patrons, Tamara, Nicholas, Stink Vomit, Christopher, Gene, Anthony, Cowbell, Jonathan, Tankard, Shane, Peabody Smokes Crayons, and Gianin
Gianin
or Gianin.
Gannon.
Gannon. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
there you go.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this. So thank you all so much for your generous donations. We, of course, thank all our patrons, but we want to thank our newest patrons. Thank you so much for joining up. We got another image from Travis we're going to post on this week's show notes. Hilarious image of Trump we thought was great. So we're going to post it this week. Thank you, Travis, for sending it. We got a message from Pete, and Pete said he was listening to a show where we were talking about money and tax cuts. He says he's British, live in the UK and work for a US company. We got a cash bonus after Trump's tax cut. It's good the company recognized all their staff around the globe, but I really don't think that's what Trump had in mind, cutting taxes in the U.S. so the Brits could get a bonus.
Yeah. You can send it to us. You can donate it on Patreon.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, we will take any dollar amount to Pete. So if you want to become a patron, look us up, baby. We got a message from Patrick, and he says, you know, that potbelly PBP thing, it's pretty sure he's actually talking about Alex Jones himself. He believes Alex Jones is 30% pig, 30% bear, and 80% human. Math is not Alex Jones's strong suit. He says, I believe it's a potbelly pig bear person.
I hope it is.
That's hilarious. We got a fucking...
This is amazing.
Such a funny video.
This video made me laugh until I was crying.
It's such a great video. It's called Wall in a Can.
Oh,
my God.
We'll
post it on this week's show notes. We may also tweet it out this week.
I laughed so hard.
It's so funny. Travis sent it in. Very funny video. The Wall in a Can. It was hilarious. It's basically just a guy who redubbed an infomercial.
But it's
hilarious. It's so funny. It's super funny. We also got a message from Sakura who says that they wound up Googling potbelly PBP and they didn't find anything initially, but they did find a PDF titled Practical Tips for Dealing with Your Potbelly in a Time of Disaster.
What you eat it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pig.
Oh, delicious.
Why do you have it? If there's a disaster, you have a bacon.
And maybe they're talking about your potbelly.
Oh, your potbelly? Well, if there's a disaster, that's what I've been saving that for.
Bacon. Yeah. There's another video here, and we're going to post it on this week's show notes.
I couldn't believe this.
It's gonna link about 5 minutes into this, and it's that David Avocado Wolf guy. I had never seen anything he had done. I never really watched anything, but it's fucking hilarious.
Oh,
and the guy
God.
Is such a goofy shit. He's just like, you hear him talking, you're like, that's not real. But there's a whole audience of people taking notes.
They're like, oh, I can sleep with my ass in the air. And like, I
only have to sleep an hour? It's amazing.
It's so funny.
Tom, we got a message from Cindy about supplements.
Yeah, this was kind of incredible. She said, I don't know if I heard you guys mention 530. I don't know if you ever get their significant numbers email, but they sent me the following stat this morning. My immediate thought was that 52% of Americans really, really need to hear Tom's poem. And this is a quote. It says, the supplement business in the United States is worth $30 billion. And the reality that there's zero evidence for most of the more than 90,000 vitamin and dietary supplements, they do much of anything. Still, 52% of Americans take a supplement of some kind, with 10% of Americans consuming four or more supplements.
Yeah.
That's more than half of people.
Yeah.
Buy that garbage.
It's a lot.
That's
man.
A lot, man.
We got a couple clips. One of them is a call to prayer, so I'm not going to play it. Tom can send it again when we're doing calls to prayer, probably in June. But we want to play this. This is Alex Jones. We had Seth on, and this was when Alex Jones was just like growling. And so he put it to some metal, and this is what it sounds like.
You will fall. You will not bring humanity down. God is going to destroy you. Disingenuous, fake, false, broke back, twisted, a defiler, a betrayer, a backstabber. I see you, enemy! 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 You are my enemy!
That was great. Oh, he did a great job. Yeah. It totally fit. Way to go, Tom. Got another video, and I gotta say,
I love this one.
There's that. We played a call to prayer, the Tunak Tunak song. That was a call to prayer,
which I had never heard of. You showed me that video, I lost my shit.
We loved it. Tom and I watched it together, and then Tom and I watched right afterwards. There's if you search for it, there's a Tanakh song,
and I don't know if I'm saying that correct. I don't really care. Please don't send a message to correct me. But there's another version of that song where every time he says the phrase, they increase the speed. And Tom and I watched that.
Amazing.
It was brilliant. Because every time he says it, like, it's fucking awesome. But somebody sent this to us. Aaron sent this to us. It's a metal version of that song.
The video is so good.
And the video is the best, and it's hilarious. It is so good. Tom and I were just like, this is way better than the original version. So we're going to post it on this week's show notes. We loved it. We absolutely love this, Aaron.
I love the guy dancing in this video. He is my favorite person. I want to have him
baby
over for
dancing
every
in like the onesie. Amazing. So we got a bunch of emails about this, and I just want to talk about this. Tweets and emails, people sending us messages saying Alex Jones was wrong about genetics. We know.
Yeah, nobody thought he was right about genetics.
He was wrong.
It's like
we never once thought Alex Jones was saying anything true. Nothing. We don't ever think Alex Jones says anything true.
I'm not convinced his name is Alex Jones.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. We will be back next week, hopefully with a guest. We will let you, well, we can't really let you know this week who the guest is, but we'll let you know next week who our next guest is.
There we go.
Damn it.
Because we'll have them both recorded on the same day.
We're going to record them both on the same day. But we're hoping that the guest we have comes through, and we are really looking forward to the conversation. We are going to wrap it up, though, and we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.